Have you ever had someone refer to something going on in the community who asked you, what's going on there? What's the story with all that? The right answer lies with the people directly involved in it, the people who know. Why not hear their story? So welcome to What's the Story, Pekin? I'm Gary Gillis, your host, and I hope you enjoy this Pekin podcast. Well, today's episode of What's the Story should be retitled. I would call it, or ask the question, what's the Zoe Nisha story? Or what's the 2023 Miss Marigold story? Because they are one and the same, and my guest today is Zoe Nisha. That's the right pronunciation.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
Very,
yep.
Very, very good. Well, welcome. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Now, you were, before you came here, at Jefferson School, mm-hmm. which is an alma mater.
Yeah.
And you went to Wilson,
yes.
So you were there. So mm-hmm. what was that like going back, rather than as a student, but as Miss Marigold 2023?
Oh, it was so special. Everything seemed so much bigger in there because I'm now taller. But when I walked in, all the little kids were like, oh my gosh, Princess Miss Marigold. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And they just asked me a bunch of questions, and I really enjoyed that. It's crazy how like they're in awe. They like kind of see you as like a, I don't sure. know, role model. Mm-hmm. And it's really cool to see that. That's something I really was like aiming to do whenever sure. I wanted to win. So that was really cool. But Jefferson, they set up this thing where I walked around the whole school and they're all sitting there. They had their little books that they wanted to give me, and they gave me little presents and they asked me questions and I gave them a speech.
Did you sign autographs?
I did.
Sure, I would expect
that. But not all of them yet. We had to lure them into the Marigold Festival so that they'd come and see me again.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. That's right. We have a busy week and a week and a half from now when we're recording
sure.
this,
yes.
So very, very good. And of course, this is an audio broadcast. If mm-hmm. it was one that had video, you would see that Mike and I are very much underdressed to Miss Marigold, crown and sash and all. You look
yes,
beautiful.
Yes, of course. So. Thank you.
But I think those kids were, you know, rightfully inspired because your story is
yes.
very inspiring, and I will share that with you because I think it needs to be bragged on. So you're a recent graduate of Pekin Community High School.
Mm-hmm.
While there, you were a member of the volleyball team, mm-hmm. and you were a three-year varsity letter winner,
mm-hmm.
first team all-conference,
yes.
second team all-conference, and a two-time member of the all-tournament team.
Yes.
On top of that, you're also a two-year varsity letter winner for the soccer team and a three-time recipient of the IHSA All-Academic Award and served as a captain for both the volleyball and soccer teams.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You also are a member of the National Honor Society and graduated magna cum laude, which is a couple hundred spots higher than probably Mike and I. And you're also a recipient of awards for citizenship and leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You also were involved with Best Buddies and Student Ambassadors.
Correct.
And a four-year member of the High Honor Roll. You also won an award for the completed community service hours and was recipient of the Rotary Award.
Mm-hmm.
I am a proud Rotarian, and I remember when it was announced that we had a selectee, and I think everyone was awe-inspired. So congratulations.
Thank
That's
you
a
so
great
much.
Award.
Yes.
Yes. And now you're a freshman at Monmouth College, mm-hmm. where you're going to play volleyball.
Yes.
And study communications mm-hmm. and political science.
Yes.
And then in your spare time, you enjoy things like dancing, making videos, and here yeah. we are in an audio broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
And taking care of four guinea pigs.
Yes.
And cleaning. Now, is that cleaning in relation to the guinea pigs, or?
Yes.
That's about,
mm-hmm.
and most of all, spending time with your family and friends.
Of course.
So,
mm-hmm.
And I at the Miss Marigold pageant, you almost didn't have enough arms to hold the awards because besides being announced yeah. as Miss Marigold 2023, you also won the Academic Achievement and Community Service Award.
Yep.
So congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
So let's go to that evening. I think it was August 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And people can find it if they look on YouTube. And you were contestant number 5.
I was.
And if you want to watch her performance, go to the 1 hour and 17 minute mark. I've
Ooh.
Already checked that.
Hey, that's good.
There you go. And you did a dance, and it was dedicated to your grandma, Jill.
Of course.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So share with us that evening what it was like going through that.
It was really exhilarating, actually. You know, all the like days that like led up to that, and I was stressed out. I was preparing all this time, and when I got there, it was like, whoa, it is go time. So whenever we did the interview, so we had to do the interview first, and I'm over there, I'm like, whew, my palms are sweating. You know, you just want to do a really good job. And so I practiced a lot of questions like in order to do my best. And when I got in there, I kind of just was like, let's relax. And I just, the people weren't as scared as I thought they were going to be. So that was really nice. And then we did an onstage question where I had to like answer a question on stage, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they asked me a question that was, what are you hoping to improve in yourself at Monmouth? And I said, I like to get out of my dorm room. And I got a chuckle from the crowd. So I was like, okay, let's loosen up. So then my favorite part came where we did the talent portion. And see, I've never taken a day of dance in my life. I never took dance classes, but I've always loved to perform. I've always done talent shows. And of course, she introduces me, says the 9 o'clock dance show. I'd always have a 9 o'clock dance show at my house for my parents. So I was like, yeah, let's do this. So that was the most fun part of that whole entire experience, was that talent portion. And then we walked in our gowns, and yeah, it was a lot of emotions, a lot of stress, but like you have the most amazing people around you to help you through it. Like all my contestants and my cousin Natalie helped me like get ready and stuff. So it was really good. Victoria, I really enjoyed that.
There's a reminder that we are taping this at the Pekin Library.
Yes. So,
and that we do not edit these things. So this is great.
Yeah.
So you dedicated your dance to your grandma. You mm-hmm. want to share a little bit about that?
So my grandma, well, it's been a really hard year for me personally because last year of September, my grandfather died unexpectedly at 67 from a massive heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then my grandma, she was heartbroken. That was the love of her life. And we ended up finding out she had cancer, I think, 5 months after that in April. And she moved behind us, and we took care of her all summer. And she was a trooper, you know, had 5 tumors in her brain, and she had the lung, but she was a smoker for all of her life, but, you know, you can't get them to quit sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah. So, so she died on August 2nd. So that has been really, like, my year has been unbelievably hard, and especially for my dad. So going out there and doing that for her, she wanted to go so bad, and she was so close, you know, like 10 days. She just needed 10 days, but... yeah, she had a heart attack, and so wow. I wanted to make sure that I really dedicated it to her. So winning the experience, like she always told me, you're going to do great things, though. You're going to do big things. And so that meant a lot to me when I got that crown. I wanted to cry so bad.
Well, it was that's a great tribute. And the fact that you were willing to go through with the competition, mm-hmm. I mean, just that was 10 days later.
Yes.
And you were still not only willing to participate, but you shined, and... sure, she had a light shining down on you as well.
Yes, of course.
It was a fantastic evening, and,
mm-hmm.
and you were a crowd favorite as well. I have to say that. I mean, I just listening to the response. So you had besides family, you had a lot of friends there cheering for you, and that was very good. Perhaps is one of the most fitting parts of the evening was just the acknowledgement of your peers and others. So good for you, and our
Thank
sympathies.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
it's.
You.
The fact that you're doing this, and not only that, wearing the crown and fulfilling the responsibilities of that position speaks mm-hmm. volumes, not only to yourself, but the inspiration she was and the example she
mm-hmm.
set. So that's very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So when I always like watching when they're, you know, it's the process of elimination, announcing the winners.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, maybe this is more contemporary, but it used to be, you know, you announce the winners. Bing, bing,
right.
bing. But now it's popular. It's the in thing. I see it on, my wife likes to watch The Voice, for example. And,
oh, yeah.
And so when they announce the winners, and I've been watching it, but it's always interesting to see the reaction of the crowd and the people. They do that hesitation.
Mm.
And that pause, and it's like, really? And seeing you, and especially watching the video, you and your runner-up, I mean, are looking at each other, and trying to read the look on your face.
Yes.
Like, come on, you're just killing us here.
Yeah,
you
they
know?
Were killing us.
So that had to be a really, really special moment for
mm-hmm.
you. So very, very good.
Yeah.
So the pageant itself, a little history, I don't know if you're aware, and I know you've worked with Shannon Sandoval.
Yes.
And Shannon has some things to say about you that I'll share in a moment.
Oh.
But I checked with her because I was trying to recall the history of my 40-some years involved with the Marigold Festival. And I remember when I came to town in 79, Liz Russell was the reigning Miss Marigold, and she competed in the Miss Illinois competition. I think she was a runner-up, but ended up competing, I think, in Miss America because the reigning queen could not attend. And it continued that way. And it was two volunteers, Gail Warning and Mary Ellen Hyde, that worked with that for years. And then eventually the rules changed, and it became an open competition. And therefore, anybody, anywhere that wanted to compete in a pageant to qualify for Miss Illinois could sign up. So for 2 years in a row, we had two winners of the competition that their only time in Pekin was to come and compete for Miss Marigold.
Right.
But that's the way it was. Gail and Mary Ellen stepped down. There was no one, I think, willing to take on the tremendous responsibility of the event.
Oh, for sure.
And then Shannon was one that was brought back by some volunteers. Shannon was the 1991 winner and really the first in what now is the competition that we have now. And really, you know, the reigning queen is a Pekinite and born and raised here, and it's very, very fitting. But she had some interesting things to say about you and your poise that night. But here's what she said. Zoe, she is literally a ray of sunshine.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think Mike and I could testify to that. When you walked in, it was obvious. She's one of those people that walks into a room and changes the entire energy of the place for the better. She tackled Miss Marigold like I suspect she does a lot of things in her life, with dedication and devotion. And I know she's going to have a wonderful year, and our program will be better because of her. So I wanted to share that with you, and I know Shannon thinks highly of you. And Shannon's one I think very highly of because without her and her energy and her strong, passionate belief and ownership in the pageant, it wouldn't be as successful as it is.
Yes.
So anything else about Zoe Neige you would like us to share? Your accomplishments and achievements are impressive. The one question I guess I have is, you're going to be majoring in communications and political science. So
hopefully, yes.
What are some of the ambitions that you have?
I mean, I've never actually had a career that I've been, like, dead set on. So one time I was thinking, like, psychology because I was good at it. And then I was like, absolutely not a doctor because I can't do needle or blood. So I was like, people were like, you're pretty good at speaking. So I was like, hey, well, that sounds like a fun job to me. You know, just get to talk. So they're like, how about you try communications? Like, look into that. And I was like, okay, sure. So I found that there was actually a lot of things that you can do in communications. Somebody also, like, mentioned to me, my cousin, she was like, hey, what do you think about a news anchor? And I was like, okay, pause. I was like, that sounds really cool because I've never, like, even thought about that, right? And, like, you can build yourself up, like, on the you keep, like, I could go Good Morning America one day. You never know, you know?
Yeah.
I have big ambitions.
Aim high.
Yeah, I always aim high.
Right.
But those are type of things. And, like, political science I'm, like, kind of juggling around with right now. But one thing that really – I'm really passionate about things, and I think that I can – I have a voice that can persuade, and I can research things, too, really well. So I think that that could have been a possibility, but – yeah, things are open for me right now, exploratory, but I'm leaning towards, I want to get out there, I want people to know my name, I want to make a difference, and I want to, yeah, I just want to do that in the future, so.
Well, I would think you'd adjust easily, because given what you said, having not studied dance,
I'm
seeing you up on the stage.
Yeah.
So there you are, up on the stage, not an experienced dancer by and professionally trained by any stretch.
Nope.
And yet you pulled it off, because the way the music was, a Bruno Mars song that it has its cues, you're right there.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Did very, very well with it.
Thank you.
Given your Miss Marigold responsibility, share for listeners some of the things that you'll be doing, not only over the next week and a half, or at least through the Marigold Festival, but additionally to that.
Well, what I really wanted to do, when I was thinking about what I would do if I were to win, I've always been really an advocate for just donating clothes. You know, I think that nobody should not go, like, without a warm pair of clothes or a new pair of anything. Like, I've always been, me and my mom always donate to Christian Outreach here on, I think it's, I don't remember what street that is. Is that Washington Street.
Washington, right.
Yeah, so we donate to that all the time whenever we just don't have clothes that we use anymore, grow out of them and stuff. So, like, a clothes drive would be amazing to hold. I think that that would be really good. I also want to, like, help at a food pantry. I think that'd be a really good opportunity. And then I also mentioned this to the little kids I was with today, Apprentice for a Day program. A Miss Marigold in the past has done that, and I thought that was an amazing idea. I thought that that would make people feel good. But those are some of the ideas I have for now, but I know I'll come up with more.
Sure.
So, yeah.
I'll keep coming up with those ideas. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you're aiming high. Yeah, I read one famous person that when they ask him what his plan B was, he says, I don't believe in plan B. If you have plan B, you'll settle for something else. He says, I'm not giving up on plan A. So
absolutely
I hope you continue to pursue that.
Yes.
Anything else you want to share? It's a short-lived experience, but it sounds like it's been a full one for you.
Oh, it's been so amazing. You know, it's a really big honor to like represent Pekin. My family has lived here for decades, and I mean, now I can just say I'm a part of Pekin history. I mean, it's pretty crazy, you know?
Right.
Like, you look at these women, like, amazing women over the years, and, like, I'm going to be a part of it because I got chosen. Like, it's just surreal. And, like, it's just crazy. But, yeah, I had a lot of fun with my contestants. Every single one of us could have gotten this. Like, each one of us did such an amazing job. It was an amazing experience. I think that any girl that wants to do Miss Marigold, I think that they should, because I think it's an uplifting experience. So,
very good. Well, again, congratulations. Thank you for being here today. Thanks for sharing your experience. And we'll see you out there that weekend.
You
know,
yes,
you'll have a great time. So, be prepared for a warm weekend. But, that'll be great. Crowds will be great. So,
yes, it will.
Again, thanks for being here. Zoe
Nisha,
Miss Marigold 2023. And thank you to you for joining us and being part of today's podcast. I want to thank Mike Eaton, my sound guy and partner in this effort. I thank the Pekin Library, who generously interrupted us, but it lets you know that it's a moving place. A lot of things are happening. We're here in their passport room. That's also a popular place. And as always, we welcome your comments and input, thoughts, ideas by sending an email to pekinpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks and have a great day.